with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys. I guess we had a little technical difficulty in communications. I was looking at a week-old show plan when I told you I was going to talk about different fuels. If you were tuning in the last segment, so
you know, you could pull up any show plan you want, and we can just go.
Right,
it doesn't matter.
But I'm going to make the segue because I had a guy at work come in to my office a couple days ago, and he goes, "You know, I made a big mistake." I'm like, "What mistake you make?" He goes, "Ah, I went to the store and I wasn't paying attention, and I bought that lump charcoal rather than the briquettes. I've never used that. How do you use that stuff?" And I said, no, you made a great decision. You didn't make a mistake. And so I proceeded to tell him about how lump is hotter. You can reuse it. You don't need as much of it. And he's like, wow, I never even heard of this stuff before. So if you've made that mistake, there are some differences.
It's called Providence.
Right. Yeah. There are some differences. You certainly don't need as much of it because it burns about 50% hotter than a briquette. And then also... when you open the lid on your grill with lump charcoal, it gets this big old gulp of air, and it heats up pretty quick.
Well, hold on. You're relating your big green egg.
Well,
most charcoal grills don't really have that same problem. If you're using a Kamado cooker, they're so tight that it'll actually hold the gas, and it'll build up gases. Most, you know, if you're using a Weber kettle, it's already leaking enough that you don't have that flash.
Right.
You get to keep your eyebrows.
Yeah, right. But anyway, my point was, is there's learn to use lump. It's better. It's a better flavor. It cooks better.
You just use less of it.
You're right, and you use a lot less of it than you do briquettes, and you're not cooking on clay.
And it doesn't
smell. You're cooking on wood.
It doesn't have that smell that briquettes have.
Right, exactly.
It's called borax.
So anyway. Enough about that, but I had to make the transition from last week to this week.
Yeah, so I thought, but that's good. That's funny that he mistakenly bought the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So ways to grill chicken, I don't know. There's beer can. You can quarter them. You can cut them up and do the parts. You can buy them in parts. You can do a whole chicken offset. What's your favorite way to do chicken?
Well, that's an easy one for me because I like chicken that is flavorful and moist, and that always leads me to a skinless, boneless chicken thigh. And I do them, my favorite way is on my pellet grill, and I usually throw a little marinade. You can put anything on them you want, but I've come to really like one by a company called Allegro, and it's in a tall, skinnier bottle. It's usually on the top shelf because it's taller than most other barbecue or marinade bottles. And they've got one called Tennessee Whiskey. Sobey's got it on his shelves over there. It's like $5.99, $6.99 a bottle, but it's a 16-ounce bottle, so there's quite a bit of it in there. And it's not teriyaki. It's not necessarily sweet as teriyaki, but it's dark-colored like that. But it's got a little sweet and a little tang to it, and I'll take the skinless, boneless thighs. I always trim them. They're going to come with like fat hanging on them and stuff, and I don't like to cook that. One, it flames up if you're using anything but the tech, and two, nobody wants to eat chicken fat, really. So I take a knife and I trim them all out, and then I'll throw them in a Ziploc bag with pour a little bit of that Allegro on there.
Do you leave the thighs whole?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I usually cut them in half, because a lot of people that are going to get a piece of meat like that, they're going to want to put it on a bun. And if you leave it whole, it's such a big piece of meat that it, you know, plus depending on how many you're serving,
right?
If those boned out thighs are done properly and they're good sized chicken, you're going to have a pretty good sized piece of protein there. So depending on how many people you're feeding,
yeah,
you can actually feed more if you cut those in half.
Oh, sure.
And then you've got a little bit easier grill management too. You can move them around the chessboard.
Right. And so a couple things on that. I'll finish the recipe. So then I just put them in the pellet smoker, turn it up to about 270, 30, 35 minutes. They're ready to eat. And it's a set it and forget it. You don't flip them. You don't look at them. You know, if you don't know how your grill performs with something like that, if that's new to you, stick a probe in there And when they're at 150 degrees, pull them because they'll continue to cook and they'll be fantastic and they're still juicy and they're so flavorful.
So now if you're serving those thighs in, like if you're making a cordon bleu or anything like that where you're putting toppings or anything like that on it, and you usually use breast meat for cordon bleu, but as an example, if you're serving that skinless, boneless thigh as a main entree, protein, and that's all you've got, then you might want to leave them whole so they get a little bit bigger piece. But I'm generally feeding a bunch of seagulls, and I'm cheap.
No, well, that's okay. I mean, it's what anybody wants. Yeah, I have that exact discussion with the client and see what they want. And some of them like, well, you know, there's half ladies there. Why don't we cut them in half? Because the ladies won't eat as much as men, theoretically.
Half lady, half man?
Well, then you know, I don't
know
what to do.
What's going on these days?
Yeah, well, different conversation, Bob. Stick with the chicken.
Not
brother.
A chicken.
Right. So anyway, no, you're never chicken to talk about anything. But so, you know, that's good. The other thing is with that, I lost my train of thought. I was going to make another point about chicken thighs, but they're good. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Right, and they're but they're easy to cook, and they make great sandwiches. They you know, little slider buns or whatever, hamburger buns.
They are nice for that, and they don't dry out like a breast.
Right,
that's the real beauty of it.
Yep,
and it's not necessarily a dark meat, and it's not a light meat. It's like turtle meat, you know, or it's like
or chicken thigh is like turtle meat, right? Or turtle meat is like chicken thigh.
Yeah.
However that goes.
It reminds me a lot of turtle.
Yeah. Well, not a lot of...
Not squirrel.
I bet if we had a call in right now, there'd be more people that ate squirrel in their life than turtle. But,
I don't know. I know one.
Right, yeah.
He's our producer.
Right, oh, Conrad.
He was a reluctant trial, wasn't he?
Right, no, but oh, how fun it was when he took it. Yeah. So what about you, Bob? What's your favorite chicken?
I'm still a big fan of just a chicken thigh, bone on, skin on, slow cooked on the grill. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is still a gorgeous piece of meat. And I do it with the bone side down, heavily flavored. I season both sides real slow, low heat. And I put the bone side down and I let it slow cook like that. So it builds up a nice little char under it to the point to where that fat is reducing on the skin 50%. And then I know when I flip it, number one, the skin has shrunk a bit, and it's probably bonded a bit to the rest of the meat. But when I flip it, then there's not a big puddle of grease. It doesn't flare so bad, and that's a big deal with chicken grease or any grease, you know, on a grill.
Right.
So for me, that's just the methodology I've employed.
So quick question on that. How do you get that skin crispy? Because nobody likes that rubbery chicken skin to eat.
When you flipped it, that's what you're getting. And you're absolutely right. And that's the problem with just smoking bone-in thighs.
Right.
It's rubbery.
Right.
It reminds me of Rob Russell when you said nobody.
Yeah.
Because Rob always, he'd always had nobody for this and that. Or everybody doesn't like that.
Right, yeah.
But when you're doing a competition, like if it's a KCBS competition, they have certain methodology for your serving, for your appearance, for all this and that. But the judges are going to want that skin kind of crispy, so you're going to want to try and flash it somewhere before you plate it.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. That is a big deal. Chicken skin's a little gross, especially if it's not cooked.
All right. Well, coming up next, we got our friend Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery that's going to be joining us on the show. He's got a big party going on in a couple weeks, so we're going to have him on the line. Stick with us. We'll be back.